But now, we'll get into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. The bridge collapsed, but how did it collapse? There was a Singaporean container ship which suffered multiple blackouts. You can see it in the video. The power just shuts off while it's veering off course. And it comes back on briefly. The power comes back on briefly, and then it shuts back off again. And while the power is off, sort of rams into a support for the bridge, and the whole thing just came toppling down, tumbling down like a house of cards. And it was shocking to see. It was shocking because, you know, it's just not something you see every day. But I suppose we can add this to the list of crises on our own soil that the current administration has failed to manage. Although this one we can perhaps put less blame on the administration for, since it was, you know, a container ship crashing into a bridge and the bridge fell down. It's not, oh, look, there's a chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio. Where's the president? And it's like the fucking Lego City. Hey, and he's nowhere to be found. But he doesn't show up until Trump shows up first, and then Biden shows up, then our infrastructure czar, transportation czar, whatever the hell he is, Pete Buttigieg, after telling us that he was having me time with his boyfriend, he was having some me time. All right, he doesn't need to show up to East Palestine. He's on vacation, you know, until Trump shows up, and then all of a sudden now these people have found the time. After two weeks, they found the time to get around to that East Palestine thing, you know, just really demonstrating who the real president is. But I'll digress. Is that was a crisis that could have been handled from the get-go, that was deliberately chosen not to be by the people in charge, and it took Trump going there for them to do anything about it. They would have just swept it under the rug had Trump not gone there, and it became politically toxic to not go there. He forced their hand, and thank goodness he did, because then they finally started to get the help and the aid that they needed. And then there's Maui. Now, Trump hasn't gone to Maui, but what is the current administration doing about Maui? What are they doing about Maui? Oh, they're keeping people away from their own properties while they redevelop Maui into a green, clean city. Yeah? After magically having water shortages in the middle of a fire, in the middle of a wildfire, directing people to drive back, setting up roadblocks and then telling people to drive back into the flames? Like, and where's the accountability? Where's the repercussions? Who was fired for that? Nobody? Okay. Well, here goes crisis area number three. If we're not counting the border, of course. Here goes crisis area number three. The collapse of a bridge. Singaporean container ship crashed into the bridge, crashed into the support pillar. The whole thing came down. And this one is actually a bit symbolic for our country, because Francis Scott Key is the guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner based off of, you know, his eyewitness account of the Battle of Baltimore, where you have that, you know, the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there, because, you know, the rockets that the British would fire up and the light that they would give off would, you know, show to everyone, because this is back before, you know, electricity. This is back before we abolished the night with, you know, lamps. You know, electric lamps everywhere, along every street and along every house. You know, when it got dark back in the day, it got fucking dark. Like, I remember one time I was walking down the street in my own neighborhood, a part that, you know, didn't have a lot of street lights. I was looking for my little sister, and it was dark, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't see anything. And it sort of gave me perspective. This is how it used to be. And so the rockets being up there, the light that they would show everyone through the night, because it's pitch black, especially if you're by the water. Oh, my God. The rockets would show you, oh, look, the flag is still there. Oh, wow, wow. You know, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And he was inspired by the sight. Now, of course, he was a prisoner on a British ship. But, you know, I suppose they gave him a pen and a paper, and he was able to write down his notes. You know, how different we would be if they hadn't let him go with that piece of paper. It's like, did you just write a poem off of our defeat at the Battle of Baltimore? We're just gonna rip that up. And I mean, think about it. Just how easy it would have been for them to just be petty. And you know, let me see that. Oh, wow, that's a really beautiful poem. But yeah, the collapse of this bridge is symbolic for us because of the name, because of where it is in Baltimore. This is where we kept our independence in 1812. Baltimore was like a really important city to keep. We were sort of on the back foot in the land battles at that point. You know, the British were advancing. They'd burned down the White House. Towards the end of the war, we were able to fight the British to a stalemate. You know, so it took us a minute. We were doing a lot better at sea than on land. But yeah, Baltimore is where we kept our independence in the War of 1812. And so to see this bridge come down, while it has a significant impact on the people who live in Baltimore, obviously. Is it Baltimore? Let me just check. I keep saying Baltimore, but I've heard some people say Boston. So I'm just going to do a last minute check here in case I'm the one mistaken, you know. But yeah. It's either way, it is really significant for the people who live there, because obviously the bridge helps you commute across the city. Baltimore. Okay, just making sure, because I heard a couple people when I was making my rounds to the news say it was Boston, and that sort of had me a little confused. But yeah, it's really important for people to commute across the city, because otherwise you have to drive around the harbor, and that's obviously adding a lot of extra mileage onto the journey. And then there's obviously going to be traffic, because instead of going in a straight line, you're driving through the city. So commuting times are going to be longer now, and that's the obvious immediate impact. And so with commuting times being longer, you're talking a rise in the cost of transportation of goods throughout the city. So they're going to get hit by this economically. But for the nation as a whole, while the economic impact isn't necessarily very significant, it is symbolic. This is a bridge built in dedication to us keeping our independence in the Battle of Baltimore, a very crucial battle in a war that most Americans don't remember, even though it gave birth to our national anthem. And that in and of itself makes it symbolic as well. The guy wrote our national anthem. So the battle itself at Baltimore, the city of Baltimore, this bridge in honor of the guy who wrote the national anthem, it is in so many ways very, very iconic for us. And for reasons like that alone, you know, we should be looking at fixing this bridge and getting it back up and running, but not just back up and running, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. We're gonna make that bridge great again, shall we? But yeah, at the time of the bridge, thankfully it was like being under maintenance, so it wasn't like there were a long line of cars. Oh my goodness, how bad that would be if it wasn't under maintenance and they hadn't like shut it down and kept people from going across, because there were only like 8 people. I say only, but you know, better 8 than hundreds of people trying to cross this bridge, and then it comes down. But I digress. 8 people, they were the crew. They were there at night, and they were keeping people from getting onto the bridge. Bridge comes down. So far, we've recovered 2 of the bodies. I believe one was in critical condition when we got him, and the other 6 are presumed dead. And one of the 2 that we did recover, he was dead. So it is a tragedy. It is a tragedy. But because of them, actually, this could have been so much worse. But because of them, And because it this happened at this time, when they were keeping people off of the bridge for various maintenance things that they were doing, they had inadvertently made this crisis a lot less worse than it could have and otherwise would have been. So in a way, in a very big way, we owe the Fallen Eight a salute. We owe them a debt of gratitude, especially the city of Baltimore, because how many other people would have died? Like, you look at any other bridge in the United States, there's usually, in like a big city like that, there's lots of cars going across these bridges to cut time off their transit. Imagine if this had happened when that bridge was packed. Or as packed as, you know, it a bridge is in the middle of the night, so you're still talking a few dozen cars on the road, whole families potentially just falling off the map into the water, and now you have a crisis, an even bigger crisis. And so we owe, as a nation and Baltimore as a city, owe these Fallen Eight a debt of gratitude that simply can't be repaid. So take that for what it is, and it's not exactly the best consolation prize when you lose your dad, you lose your family member, but they made this situation better than it otherwise would have been, and we have to thank them for that. We have to thank them. And for our own purposes, for our own sakes, we should be looking at, how are we going to rebuild this bridge? How are we going to build it bigger? How are we going to build it better? How are we going to build it stronger? And, you know, if Biden was smart, he would campaign on Build Back Better, but I don't think he can really campaign on that anymore when Build Back Better hasn't materialized. I mean, Build Back Better was supposed to start 4 years ago. And here we are on the eve of another election, and we have collapsing bridges a year after we had collapsing banks. Where's the building? Where's the coming back? Where's the better? People can't find it. People can't find it. But this is symbolic for us. And, you know, symbolism isn't always as important as substance. But I think in cases like this, we can see that the symbolism of it is worth the time and the effort for our own national image. And for our own, you know, national respect, for the respect of our history. We should be looking at rebuilding this bridge. And perhaps the mass disasters we have all around our country will push the Republicans to finally go through with a real infrastructure bill in the event that the MAGA faction wins in this coming 2024 election cycle. Because all this is going to add up. And we're not going to have time for, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can go help Israel and South Korea and Taiwan and ourselves. No one's going to have time or patience for that. And I think that that's exactly where we're going. I think that it's going to be good that we get to that point where no one's going to have any patience for that shit. And it's going to be us and us only. America first and America only. I'm telling you, a good 15, 20 years of America only, you won't recognize this country. We'll be in such a better position, such a better position. And once you start on the America only path, it's going to be really hard to pry Americans away from that, because it is very addicting. It took a very concerted and prolonged effort to get us into this interventionist mindset as a populace. And even now, there's still vast subsets of Americans who just don't give a goddamn about what happens around the world. So when that becomes the default for our politics, it's game over for the imperialists. There just won't be any kind of consensus or any kind of public support for what they do around the world. And especially when you look at the history of what they have done and you say, you know, maybe we don't need to be co-signing genocide. Maybe we don't need to be fighting 20-year-long wars in the Middle East. Maybe we don't need to be fighting communism everywhere. You know, maybe we can just mind our own business and be our own country and leave it at that. And that's where we're going. That's where we're going. And on the other side of the crises like this, there's going to be massive political pressure on the MAGA movement when we come to power. to make America great again and mean it this time. And that's going to be the pressure. That's going to be the kicker. That's going to be what pushes people over the edge to, you know, hit that ticker for Donald Trump. People who have said for the last 4 years, the last 8 years, oh, I hate Donald Trump, I hate Donald Trump, I hate Donald Trump. They're gonna go vote for that man. They're going to go vote for that nigga. And they're going to say, you know what? Make it better. Make my life better. And that's going to be the mandate. That's going to be the mandate, and it's going to be incumbent upon this movement to follow through on it. And I think that that's going to be a really good opportunity. A really good opportunity. All that's, you know, a long-term look at the possibilities made available to us by each and every one of these disasters that we have to suffer through as a country. And I really hope that MAGA doesn't drop the ball on this one. This second Trump term has to be impactful in a real way. In a real way that makes the lives of Americans better. Because if it doesn't, we may have shot ourselves in the foot and it may be an irrecoverable wound. But I'll leave that there. Before I leave that there, I do want to get into... There have been allegations that this was a cyber attack. Andrew Tate talks about a cyber attack. And there's talks that this was deliberate. We don't know yet. Yet. But, you know, I'll just relay that to you because it could turn out that it was a deliberate attack. That it was a sort of cyber attack of this ship. And that it was purposefully veered off course by whoever conducted the attack into our bridge. So I'll put that out there before I forget, you know. But now we'll move on to our next subject.